Yeah.
Weezy, Weezy.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, that shit is lethal, dawg.
Who you say you what?
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it down, you gotta show me
what you gotta do.
Bring the clip back empty. Yeah, asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg.
They sent the box tonight.
Off with a 10 piece, dawg.
Rolling four deep.
Ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg.
Verbose.xyz. Thank you for joining us at this very auspicious Wednesday. Day of Mercury. I wore a green shirt all day to honor Mercury, just to bring that energy of communication here to all of you tonight. Again, so happy to fucking have you on the horn tonight, myself, obviously, the mad scientist, Miles Lowrud. I'm joined by my right-hand man, Crafter, a.k.a. my dick run hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus.
Yeah, and I wore black today to represent all the black people.
Yeah. Shout out to my black people. Also on the horn tonight, our intern, Dantos the Mutilator, a.k.a. Why My PP Big. What? And we got a special guest tonight as well. Crispy, a.k.a. Dark Hawk.
Oh, man. Thank you. You don't have to introduce me as a special guest. Damn, I appreciate that, fam.
Bro, good to have you on the horn tonight.
It's good to be here.
Fucking shit's going down, man. Shit's going down. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Town hall meetings on CNN. Meanwhile, immigration scares kicking up on Fox News. But what better to christen the Notre Dame fire before Easter than like three bombings in Catholic churches on Easter?
Oh my God.
How about that shit?
And supposedly, like, they were like claiming it was retaliation for New Zealand, but the planning and coordination took a lot longer than fucking since January. So I mean, that's just ridiculous. They're just trying to claim some kind of thing to it, but there's no way. There's been planned way longer than that because they're, you know, violent culture and assholes.
So is there already a Notre Dame conspiracy? Is that what I'm getting here? Like, this is like the work of Muslims or something?
Possibly. I mean, me and Miles have a bet on it.
Honestly, it was my first time. I was just like, so someone like was like, oops, and like tipped a candle over.
I feel is Notre Dame. Like, and I don't know if tip the candle is it. I really think that at this point you can call it a coincidence.
More like the child hiding under the altar did it, knocked it over, and that's how it happened.
Well, I mean, there's been like riots in France, you know, it's been going crazy over there.
That is true. And that is an interesting point about it as well, because previous to Notre Dame, there was, I think, six other like malicious fires in other Catholic churches around the area. Not to mention the guy with the gasoline can walking through that New York church. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Do you think they're related, actually? Or you just like the coincidental?
I mean, personally, I want to say, wow. I want to say the one that's not coincidental. I want to say the one that is coincidental would be Notre Dame.
Yeah, I believe that it was just maintenance. I believe that some guy was welding. He blew out one of the old circuits. It started a fire at the welding machine and at the socket, or at the box, at the fuse box. And probably in this way you have two fires and 2 points because, you know, electrical arc.
Word.
But, you know, who fuck logic? It was fucking terrorists and maybe aliens.
Possibly aliens.
But isn't everything like the aliens?
Yep. Anunnaki.
Oh, God. That's the intro song we should have fucking used. Ducky, 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 boomba.
Taki Taki Anunnaki.
Exactly. Nagasaki.
All the same thing.
What in the goddamn?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. But Anunnaki is just a clever word for the Jews.
Jews?
Think so?
No.
I don't know. I just saw this like Joe Rogan clip about his DMT experiences. And he was talking about like how coincidental it is that that like Egyptian eye looks a lot like the pineal gland brainstem, like basically cross section if you cut the brain in half. I was like, huh, interesting.
That I've seen that a lot. Like studying Ayurveda, you see that with herbs, where specific herbs that are said to affect certain organs or what would you say, glands, they are shaped, they're the shape of those things. Like, where we're talking about ginkgo biloba, the leaves look like little brains.
So Egypt had acacia trees, which acacia trees are actually pretty, like, dense with DMT, from what I understand. But apparently they didn't use them.
Acacia?
There's no proof for it. Yeah, trees.
Is that the same thing as plebeian pronouncing acai?
No. It's like A-C-A-C-I-A.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm confused, because I've seen that, and I've heard it then pronounced acacia. Oh, fucking, I'm such a rude asshole. I left Enchanter out of this call.
Oh, shit, yeah. Adam.
Fuck you, Enchanter. I'm talking shit, so you show up.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so I can't quite add him yet if you're going to be talking shit. Like, I want to kind of, like, keep that going.
Enchanter.
Ducky, ducky! Ducky, ducky, boom!
Ducky, ducky, ducky. Taquito.
Taco, taco, burrito, burrito. I'm literally typing kek. That's so funny.
That's when you know your life's complete, is when you type in kek.
You type in kek and then Enchanter's profile comes up. It's perfect.
I've honestly questioned my life typing K-E-K instead of LOL. I'm like, who am I?
You're just on the right side of the, you know, of history. It's the difference between going to Reddit or 4chan.
More like Deadit.
I don't know.
Both suck. Honestly, both are terrible.
I used to love Reddit. I used to really, really like it.
Me too.
It feels so gamed. You know you're being manipulated every moment. You just know it.
Don't even get started with YouTube then.
YouTube's pretty gamed, huh?
More like SlewTube.
Thought tube, more like it.
That's Twitch.
That's Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah, thought tube.
See, we used to have Verbose set up as what is it? Just chatting. But if you look through, like, if you click on just chatting as a category and look through it, it's like 90% titty streamers, and then 10% gamers on a night off just talking shit or like making food. That's pretty popular on there too.
I think video gamers show like human nature at its worst, and show that, you know, like the denying the safe culture and the safe space and the denying of sexual harassment and sexual stuff like that. Like, it shows that it doesn't matter. Like, people are attracted to sex. People want to see cleavage and boobs without, you know, any content or material at all. They don't really give a shit. It's the reality. Like, And I feel like that's the one thing everyone wants to deny, and they want to either, you know, change it so it's like, oh, this is bullshit, remove all the titty streamers, or the other way, you know, they add all the way and go all the way to porn. And it's just, I don't know, it's just such an awesome thing to watch and watch the internet self-destruct about.
Ain't that the truth, though, with some things?
Honestly, though, titty streamers are kind of, like, despicable human beings. They're basically extorting people based on their fucking weaknesses.
Oh, no, that's exactly right.
But isn't that, like, any prostitute as well?
What up, Enchanter?
Well, that's not prostitution, because prostitution is, like...
provides a real service?
Yeah, whereas that's literally just dudes fucking, like... looking at some chick playing a game and being like retarded weirdos.
What about like cam girls who have like those like vibrating dildos that like vibrate to points that you buy and shit? What about that?
I mean, that's different, because that's like you're basically like paying them to do specific things for you. Whereas this is really like just some bitch like collecting donations from random incels that play video games. Because people like dudes that play video games, like half the time they're fucking like major incels.
Like, I watch a lot of Rust streamings, so that's kind of weird. There's a lot of men, and they all get money, which is even weirder. but I don't find it shocking that those like titty streamers get money, and like I don't think they're
horrible it's like human beings. They're just moralists. It's disproportionate to the amount of work that gets put in. Like male streamers have to put in a lot more work and build a lot more rapport with their audience, whereas
female streamers, it's not about money. It's about attention. It's where people are spending their time looking at. That's a finite resource as well, not just money.
Okay, for example, like in other countries, they use hot women on their weather forecast to get people to watch the news.
Right. Yeah, that shit's awesome, by the way. Shout out to skimpy weather women.
So, I mean, exactly. Why is skimpy weather women okay, but like a skimpy titty streamer is bad?
Kamala Harris would approve with both.
They're both basically using like in the field or whatever in the instance where they're a titty streamer, they're making the like decision to do that for themselves. But when you're an anchor, like a news person, you're probably getting selected to basically do that for your like news station. So okay. in a way that they're kind of using that woman as a marketing tool rather than just like.
Like someone else is selling her sexuality instead of herself selling her own sexuality, which doesn't sound much better.
I mean, like, isn't that kind of like
it's okay when a corporation profits compared to an individual?
Yeah, fuck the middle man.
Like,
fucking sell your. Who wants a pimp?
Like, would you want to ban these kind of things?
You're getting extorted basically, like to get money for somebody else, and that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like extorted by titties, like that's pretty weak. Like I don't even pay strippers. Like I go to strip club with dollars and keep that shit.
Women just specifically to get more people to come into your store. Instead of just hiring people based on their qualifications.
Yeah, but sometimes qualifications are the only qualifications you have are like I have bouncy titties, and
a squeaky voice. That's a good thing to have. Like
the voice of reason.
Like, I'm just saying, like
ban titties. Like, what's wrong with you?
That's free market capitalism at its best. You know, they provide a service.
But titties don't make burgers or fucking steaks or anything.
You need burgers. You need steaks, but you also need titties.
Burgers if there's titties with them. If I'm looking at titties, hell yeah, I can eat like three more steaks than usual.
Hell yeah,
that's also true. That's the truth.
Dude, fucking, that's some of my favorite restaurants to go to, like those wing joints with fucking the skimpy shorts and shit. You know, I'm an ass man.
Hooters and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Hooters a good one.
Bitches in there, I ain't going, which they usually don't.
Dude, you'd be surprised, dude. You come to Nuevo Mexico, bro. You get that short one that kind of has the. Huh?
Not here in those type of places.
We've got taco place like that.
Dude, you go to a strip joint in New Mexico, bro, you'll see the thick to fat chicks. You'll see, like, pregnancy scars and shit, depending on where you go.
C-section scars and shit. That's
hell
like, I keep
yeah.
my dollars. Strip club, keep all my dollars. I'm going to beer.
See, if you ever want to say I banged a stripper, come to New Mexico. Easy to do.
Keck.
You ever wanted to get a rub and tug? Come to New Mexico.
Do you remember that strip club that fucking burned down in Farmington or whatever? Or in
no, I don't think I've heard that.
There was like a strip club that burned down there. When I was a kid, I remember it happening.
Huh.
Because I would always go past that fucking, it was like a purple building, and I'd always go past it, and I always wonder what it was, but then I like, as I got older and learned how to read, I could see that it was a strip club, you know?
Huh. I remember as a kid passing this strip club, driving past it every time, wanting to go to it. It was called, what was it called? It was like Nudes R Us or something really stupid. Like right off the side of the road.
Jesus.
And it was like literally like a little shack, and it had a fucking neon above it with like a girl that kicked her leg.
They should have just called it the Love Shack.
For real.
The Love Shack.
Oof. The Love Shack.
Hmm. A little old place where we get together. Sorry. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Shout out to the new gods and the old, by the way.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Don't remind me that I haven't watched any of that yet.
Oh, fuck. We won't talk about it then.
Oh, what are you talking about? Those Arya titties, man. That's confusing as fuck.
Arya titties?
Arya titties, man. Not even Sansa titties, but Arya titties. So, like, be prepared to be disturbed. Yeah.
I thought Luigi had big titties, not Mario.
Wait, Luigi has big titties?
Yeah, Luigi.
Yeah, he has big sack.
Yeah, that's what. What do you? What else do you think LGBT stands for?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
The bisexual denoting that there's two genders.
There's two sexes. There's male, female, XX, and XY.
Well, I guess an anomal third.
The third XXX tentacion.
Oh shit! XXXTentacion.
Tentacion.
Murdered by Drake.
What is wrong with you, Enchanter?
Well, part of what's wrong with me is I'm kind of
murdered by Drake. By the way,
I
like how you just snuck in here and fucking became part of this conversation instantly.
So my manager got fired. We were drinking beer on the clock last night.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But we were there all night, and we weren't really like we didn't need to be there all night, I guess, because we thought that today was gonna be a lot busier than it was.
Huh.
So we just stayed and like prepared a bunch of shit for today, and then we basically just like lost all the fucking profit that we had for the day because me and him stayed there all night till 9 a.m.
Goddamn.
And then I didn't fucking go to bed right away. I stayed up for a bit, and then I ordered Chinese for me and Jazz. Slept for a couple hours, and then got up, went to work. Then they're like, oh, you want to go home? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I was only there for a fucking hour.
What did you order?
Huh?
What Chinese food did you get?
Oh, I just got beef and broccoli.
And asking some young guy.
Oh, Gotti! Asking the important questions.
I either get beef
verbose.xyz.
Duck. That pepper duck shit.
Dude, you know what? Like, when I first started eating meat again, after I was a vegetarian for a long time, but I wanted to try everything, so I was like, I gotta try duck. I'll tell you what, dude. Eating duck, like, straight up wild duck is fucking good. Farm duck is fatty as shit.
It's like almost steak, pretty much.
I'm just saying, like, any farm duck I've had is like super fat.
Duck burgers.
Instead of like a turkey burger?
Yeah, duck burgers. Because duck kind of has a more like beefy consistency.
What do they call it?
I think it's because it's darker meat. So it's like more like, I don't know, it's more dense. Whereas chicken and turkey are kind of like airy.
Speaking of which, would Kamala Harris be considered dark meat? I don't know if any of you guys like watching the CNN fucking town hall. They do this town hall thing on CNN. I didn't know it was a thing, but I love this series because it was all of the Democratic candidates each given like a, I want to say an hour spot.
So it was just like a giant cock fest.
Oh my god. It was like a giant cunt fest, my dude. Definitely not cock like, fest. Cock fest is Republican.
No, I said cuck fest.
Oh god, yes. That's exactly what it was.
So are you talking about Kamala Harris and her wanting to like give criminals the right to vote? Like including like people like convicted of terrorism?
That's Bernie Sanders.
Here's my deal. I don't think the people in prison should be able to vote if they have a felony. But I think that people who have like integrated into society are doing fine. But they, you know, they got a felony on there. I think they should be able to vote if they got their shit together. You know.
Yeah, exactly. There should be a road to redemption.
I think that maybe you should have to pass some type of fucking like. Maybe that wouldn't be good because then they'll lock. People need to like be screened to know what the fuck they're like doing. They shouldn't be able to go and vote for things if they're not like. Either A, like a good person, or B, if they're not like understanding what the fuck is even going on in today's political climate.
That is one endearing factor of like.
So it's like all black people, right? Like all black people shouldn't be able to vote. Is that what you're saying? Because like that's exactly. How they're talking before, right? Let's have a reading test before you get the right to vote. Let's, like, I mean, at what point do you stop? At what point do you?
Right.
I'm not saying a reading test. I'm saying like a test of like, is this person like. is this person like killing people? Is this person like hurting people on a regular basis? Is this person a violent person? You know, like whatever.
It could also be actions just too, like
just like a basic like personality test.
Or like based on merit, you know.
But like Ollie like, North, yeah. who, you know, confessed to smuggling drugs and selling them for weapons, has the right to vote. While Tommy Chong, you know, is a convicted felon for selling bongs and doesn't have the right to vote. I mean, like, you know, like it is kind of weird, right? That I mean, like,
yeah, it, totally.
It's just the rule of law. Target, like, it's kind of like everything falls through the cracks in law. People. Like Casey yeah, Anthony yeah. still has the right to vote. Then George Zimmerman still has the right to vote. Like, they murdered.
Does Julian Assange have the right to vote?
In Australia.
Word. Fucking no. So like, Bernie Sanders is the one that was talking about current convicts voting. Where I believe Kamala Harris wasn't as hardline on that. Obviously, a lot of her talking points are just straight up Bernie, Democratic Socialist. But her big thing that was the shocking moment was legalizing prostitution, essentially decriminalizing women who. Go ahead.
That needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. But she
not for some like weird perverted way, but just so people who okay, I brought this up with the Cardi B situation. If the whole sex work operation was fucking regulated, then that thing would have never happened. Like nobody would be getting drugged, nobody would be getting fucking raped, nobody would be getting killed or anything. It would be regulated and it would be safe for everyone.
Interesting. But the Cardi B thing disturbs me because of the drugging. It's like she female Bill Cosby.
I mean, but she didn't rape him, though.
That's true. She just robbed him.
Yeah, if she raped him, then he just got what he paid for.
Kind of a bummer you don't remember it, but at least you wake up with your dick wet.
Yeah, you still got pussy.
He shouldn't have solicited sex from her either.
Huh. I guess not.
I mean, okay, for example, let's say that you're going into the hood to buy some weed, right? And there's a crackhead that comes up and he's going to give you some weed and you hand him the money to get you some weed and he just dips and doesn't get you the weed. Is it his fault for taking the money or is it your fault for being a dummy?
It's his fault. My fault for being a dummy.
Fuck no, it's his fault. I'm chasing that crackhead down. I'm getting my fucking money back. Fuck that guy.
Oh, hell yeah. Soviet vape czar, incoming call.
Oh, wait, we can't do that. He's
too much. I don't want to add that idiot into your...
yeah.
Oh, why not?
Dude, fuck that God. Idiot. This is an enlightened conversation. Do you want it to get shat on?
No, I mean, I don't know.
We're taking turns. There's, like, discourse here. People are, you know, using good vocabulary. People are caring about things that are going on in real life. You want some fucking incel, loser-ass, weeb-ass, troll-ass?
Hey, I'm not an incel anymore. You can't use that against him. He's getting mad pussy right now.
What if he tends to get pussy, too.
What if we all just, you know, direct hate and spite towards his way and every question be very critical of his lifestyle choices?
He would love that. He would absolutely
get buggered, though, ultimately.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he has a butt hurt.
He doesn't have a conscience.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. All right.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
What's up? The Russian infiltrated us.
Hey, we can't hear you, you filthy Engar.
Oh, fuck yeah. Vape Nation.
Who are you?
More like gay.
And who is your father?
Oh, shit.
Jacob, make sure Mike, dude.
Yeah.
Jacob, you fucking retard. Was it loud? No, we can't hear you.
Yep. You also have your camera on. You live on verbose.xyz. This is the face
this is
of
the
true weebdom. Yeah,
you're not streaming on Cattle 666. That's why I don't see this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I eat ass. Hey, how's it going? I eat ass. It's almost perfect that your mic is broken because you can't, like, rob the conversation.
We can't
man on Discord.
We have to, like, stop talking to be able to hear him.
Hang on. We should get you one of the megaphones.
To speak to be heard.
No, my fucking microphone's busted on my phone. Sorry, hang on.
Gabe?
I cranked him up to 200%. Still nothing.
Is this better, my dudes?
Oh shit!
There he is in anus quality.
In anus quality. I'm using headphones now.
That sounds like some fucking poo-poo Windows phone quality.
Keck. Let me see if I can.
Lois must die. 555, aka Vape Nation.
Fucking Windows phone.
What up? Wait.
I thought it was gonna be the next big thing, and then it just like wasn't.
What about that Ubuntu phone?
Is this better quality, fam?
I never tried that.
Dude, I remember the Ubuntu phone. That seemed promising.
You say, it did, though. You know, they had a KDE. They had a Kubuntu phone with a different desktop, actually, for a little bit.
There's still a KDE app that allows you to control your KDE desktop with your cell phone.
No, there was a straight-up KDE fucking mobile distro for the Nexus 5.
For Nexus 5?
Huh. Yeah, the Nexus 5 had a lot of those, and the 4. Sorry. Shut up. Isaac, you're gay.
I love the Nexus 4 and 5. That's my shit.
No camera, but look at this gay guy for a second.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a big dick.
Yeah, see, he's so gay. Yeah, he has a small dick, though. Okay. Red. That's Isaac.
That's an insult, though. He's done with my shit.
I mean, it is, though. Isaac, say hi to the homies.
How's my camera quality looking?
It looks actually pretty decent.
Look at that sexy boy.
Wait, hold up. Let me find him.
So who's going to win 2020? The gay Israel.
Wait, what were you showing us? Soviet vapes.
What, me?
Yeah, it was like...
That's my friend Isaac.
Who's going to win in 2020?
You know,
Ivan?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I'm at my friend's house.
He's gonna win in 2020.
Show us his setup, fam.
I think if anyone was to win in 2020,
he has my setup in a different case.
Who does?
Imagine if
you painted the case.
Trump wins in 2020.
If Donald Trump wins in 2020, I will literally nut on a hobo in the street.
I feel like it's guaranteed.
Get away with it.
Fucking completely heck, because everyone would be mad, but it would subvert the It would subvert the norm that's been going on with our presidency pattern.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you read the Mueller report?
What?
Disabling all edit. I mean, I've not read it. I'm not supporting.
No, you want it louder.
There's a common trend with presidents, regardless of how popular or not they are, to stay in office for two terms.
It's been like that for a while.
Pass the jewel, fam.
The best thing about the Mueller report is it confirms that Trump did pay prostitutes to pee on the bed where Obama and Michelle slept in Russia. He did.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What will happen is that
Obama will be like
towards the end of his term, some sort of disastrous event will happen where we're gonna have to send the military to try and like make America like want to just stick by him.
I don't know, man. Mexican soldiers already disarmed us at the border.
The Beaner soldiers. Just give them some beans. They'll give them. I mean, yeah. Isaac just said nigger when I said Obama. Be like,
oh, that's two left.
Delete this VOD.
No, verbose.xyz. We live. Fuck this. That's how we do it.
Oh wait, really?
Hate speech is free speech. Hate speech is free speech. But I'm gonna have to shut you down.
Obama,
free
Isaac speech. Just said Obama. Be like, I picked all the cotton. Obama be like, just call my face a poo-poo platter because I be eating Michelle's doo-doo batter.
Who wants the poo-poo platter?
Isaac! If your ass was a Chinese restaurant, I'd have a poo-poo platter.
Yeah, no. Who ordered the poo-poo
platter? I don't know, actually. The poo-poo platter,
though. Who ordered the poo-poo platter?
Me.
Oh my god. Fucking, so... So 2020, right?
Shorty, you really got it.
Okay,
nice
no joke though.
Shorty,
no joke. If Obama, I'm saying this like legit. If fucking Trump wins the 2020 elections, I will literally piss and nut on a hobo, and I will record it.
You mean a piss nut?
Fart in your on a hobo.
Bro, I mean, I already pee on hobos.
You pee them? You pee on them?
Yeah, I do. There's like a bunch.
But
of
do you American Psycho them?
No. I just pee on because they deserve it.
That one with Christian Bale in it.
Yeah,
Miles. So you know, Human Centipede. You know that's actually just an ass-eating porno.
Would you put yourself in a human centipede?
Nah, I'd feed a human centipede though.
Nah, I'd put myself in a human millipede.
Same.
I'd put myself in a human nigapede.
Oh, got him.
That's two.
I like how as soon as he joined, it just completely fucking derailed.
It devolved.
Yeah,
that's exactly what fucking Jared said was gonna happen. And guess what?
I mean, that's what I'm good
he's
at.
He's the fucking asshole that added him. I said, don't fucking do it.
I didn't do it.
Fuck you.
Who added him?
Miles, give me money for food. We need money.
Eat my ass.
You're already fat, bro. Live off of your own stored fat.
For Isaac's fat. Look at this nigga.
Well, then live off of his stored fat.
He is thick as hell.
All you gotta do is get a straw. I thought you ate ass.
Tell him to eat some fucking broccoli.
I'm not even half fat. I'm like less than half of Isaac's size, nigga.
You're looking sexy, bro.
You 600.
You're looking kind of Jewish though with that beard. Are you Jewish?
He's Soviet.
I fucked a Jewish SJW the other week though.
Cat.
What?
Jacob, show us your cat.
He's not at his house.
I'll show you Isaac's cat. Where's your cat?
Behind me. Show me your cat. Okay.
The de-evolution of verbose.xyz. Check us out. verbose.xyz/mp3. That's where all of our shit is at. That's how we do it. Getting ivory. Vape Nation in the house.
Oh, shit. Oh, cunt.
I have three.
Also, hit us up on Twitch. You can also hit us up on YouTube. There's a YouTube stream currently. Shit's getting bumped.
Twitch.tv slash
RUKitties.
What?
What's the Twitch channel? It's twitch.tv/verbose_xyz.
Is it? Let me see.
You gotta play some, Isaac, you gotta play some nigger tunes for these guys.
Well, that's three.
That's like seven, dude.
Yeah. Isaac actually listens to Rappy, but he's like a Wigga.
Wait, nigger tunes? Is that iTunes?
What?
No, that's Spotify.
My rap name, it'd be Lil Fatty.
That's that SoundCloud.
Don't you mean?
I'd be Lil Ass Eater.
You'd be DJ Skinny Penis.
No, that'd be Tim. Actually, that'd be Dan. Dantos would be DJ Skinny Penis. I'd be DJ Ass Eater.
His first hit would be called Daggerin.
My first hit would be called This Ass Juicy.
Mine would be Elder Scrolls 69 Dagger Dick.
Elder Scrolls 69 Dagger Dick. Same.
Shout out. Shout out to Gooch's Wetter. I hope that's how you pronounce it. Oh, wait. Goo Chris.
Gucci Sweater, yeah. Whoever that is.
Gucci Sweater. Fucking big dick energy here tonight.
More like Gucci Sweater, my dude.
How'd you fuck that up?
Sorry, bro.
Gucci Sweater. Hell yeah.
Gucci's Wetter? What?
So I'm talking shit. About.
You know what we forgot about, boys?
What?
Trove.
Got him. I'm sure Crafter wants to play some Trove.
Fuck that game. It's one of the stupidest games ever.
Fuck. Damn, nigga. It's been a while since we played Trove. Y'all niggas want to play Trove? Bro, we should just stream Trove. After this.
Fucking Trove. We should stream Trove. That would be fun. But that fucking game, bro.
You know what we could do? Miles, I have an idea.
No.
We could do like we could do RetroArch net play and have like find some multiplayer game on Super Nintendo and we could do net play 4-player.
Let's play some GameCube shit. Play that Soul Calibur.
Play Smash.
Soul Calibur 2.
Oh fuck my butt.
Oh.
You've heard it here tonight first, folks. Fuck my butt.
God, it's just like a bunch of us. This whole chat's just turned into like a bunch of like howler monkeys just screaming.
All right, so okay.
I'm playing a game, man. I'm playing a game.
All right. Let me redirect then. Okay, so let's say Trump doesn't win and we get a Democratic member. Which one is it going to be?
Beto.
You think Beto?
Chang or Beto?
Bernie Banders.
One of those guys.
You don't think Bernie Banders is going to win?
Bernie Banders.
Yeah, I wonder who wins the primary. Bernie Banders to me seems like it's going to be the
Bernie
best.
Bernie Bando?
Or rather, not the best, but the most popular. And there's
six million peso man getting across the border is half the battle.
There's not very much I agree with.
I'm going to be honest. He's too much of an old-ass Endar to get elected. He's just an old-ass Larry David-ass.
That's why I'm thinking Trump 2020. because Bernie is their best bet.
Guaranteed. This nigga playing nigger tunes.
Fucking this guy what the fuck is this guy's name? Bro. Pete Buttigieg. He's a mayor.
Like all of that jewel pod, you fucking cuck.
I mean, I have like 5 jewels because.
What's next? What are you gonna? That's why we need to start calling them Jules Verne.
You need to start injecting the liquid into your fucking anus.
I mean, you get really high if you boof it. I know that much.
Yeah, you would know, wouldn't you?
Boofing.
This is 45, Nick, and it doesn't even get me high anymore. I'm upset about that.
Yo, Lois, you know what anal nitrate is, right?
You need to hotbox your colon.
Dude, you should have a girl fucking blow sick clouds up your anus. That's a great idea.
Miles, I got a new idea for a sex move, though. Okay. So what you do is you rip a fat cloud while she's sucking your dick, you blow it in her face, and pull out and blow your load on her face through the cloud.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Raindrops. Jesus, fucking rain. Turbotism. Fuck. How
cloudy with a chance of my nuts.
Oh, fuck.
More I'd be like my DJ nuts. Cloudy nuts. I'd be DJ Cloudy Nuts. There we go.
Cloudy with a chance of balls.
Sleep, motherfucker. Ah, sleep, goddamn.
I'll be back.
So I think Beto's done for because Buttigieg is like his replacement. He's like young too, he's hip. He keeps it pretty moderate, less moderate than Beto. I think Beto's
We're not going to get a young person to be president for a while.
You don't think?
Yeah, I feel like the other candidates are either too young or too old. So Trump 2020, baby. I mean, I really don't want that, but it's like guaranteed. Like
most people that like are president, they like become president in their like 40s, 50s.
I feel
the youngest they can be a president.
35, I believe.
35, but nobody ever like goes in at 35.
Except for, like, this guy Buttigieg is 37.
He says so. He looks like 47 to me.
Most people.
He basically has no platform either. Like his whole town hall. There, he just talking. He's like Beto. He's like, I'm cool. I'm hip. I do great things for my city.
I was in a rock band when I was younger.
Exactly.
I hacked together a clock.
Are you talking about Clock Boy? Ahmed Clock Boy?
More like Clout Boy.
That fucking kid boy, met the president for fuck's sake.
Boy.
Oh my god, dude. That shit was cray cray, bro. Fucking met the president. Wow, amazing innovation. Then runs away to Qatar with all the money. Fuck.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That shit blew my mind. That shit blew my mind, dude. Everybody like, this is obvious raises. I'm like, this is obvious. Like, this kid just scammed y'all hard.
It's like, unfortunate how much of the left turns out to be like that. Like, it's all like, it sounds like good intentions, but it always ends up being more like scammy and manipulative. And that's the sad part.
Huh. Yeah. It's like the best intentions pave the way to hell kind of shit.
That's just being a Capricorn, though. God.
More like cuck-a-corn.
I know exactly what you mean, homie. Ooh. Fact. I didn't watch this. Oh, wait. No, that's too. Is that from the same thing? I don't know who that lady is. Okay. The Bernie one was definitely interesting. One thing that was really cool that was asked about him. Wait, what the fuck? I almost want to cue it up because there's this point where, like. Oh, yeah. So. The whole thing on the left right now and with this, this coming presidential election is like changing things to like private and public insurance. So getting rid of private insurance and getting into public insurance. And then like the question that was asked was really poignant. It was like, how are you going to mitigate the change between going from private to public? And like lapses in coverage and being able to compensate all the jobs and things that are lost. And literally Bernie, all he does is go into his talking points about it. He doesn't address any ways to like deal with it other than it's needed. Dear God, that picture is fucking scary. Is that Kurt Cobain?
I was like, my name. No, that's me.
Oh shit.
That's also me.
Fucking for all y'all at home, it's like side by side, Lois and Necro.
What even is that?
Necro like a werewolf.
It's filters. Facebook has some gay fucking video filters.
They trying to be all fucking.
What's the actual Snapchat?
Honk honk.
I can't.
Dude, that's fucking honkler, bro.
Yeah. It's a honkler fucking filter.
It's totally a honkler filter. It's okay. If I were to use Snapchat, yeah. I would always use the honkler filter.
You want some soda, fam?
No, I'm
look
good,
at
fam.
That delicious soda.
I'm good, fam. I'm good.
God, we went from pretty good conversation to like how will our monkeys speak? We're like an average rap battle right now.
Like naked cowboys come to Isaac's house for a train.
Shout out to all my weeaboos out there. Get a job. Get a girlfriend.
Also, shout out to Vape Nation.
Yeah, dude.
Oh hell yeah!
I'm vape free for quite a bit.
Nice.
Fuck.
You transferred it all into Lois.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting. Isaac. Now he's got. He owns like 3 mods and shit.
I know.
Do it.
He's obsessed.
Do it bigger. Come on, let's go.
Clouds. Sick clouds, bro. Oh god damn.
It tastes like really burnt.
I think we're skirting around the fucking the whole thing though, like on the left. I don't think even the left is talking about Andrew Yang.
Did you all watch the Jordan Peterson Slavoj Žižek debate?
No, I didn't. Oh, tell me shit. Tell me about it.
It's like 2 or 3 hours, honestly. You should just check it out at some point.
Oh my god, I love Jordan Peterson. Who is this other person?
Slavoj Žižek, he's a philosopher that supports, like, I don't know, basically Marxism.
Huh. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I was going to talk about this earlier, too, when we were talking about redemption. Like, the one endearing thing that, like, hardcore communism has is the gulag, this idea of, like, re-education camp. You know, that's but what, once you
call,
go...
That's what I call punishment for my animals.
I still right.
Tell them I'm taking them to the gulag.
Gulag, dude. Hell yeah. But like, the thing about the gulag.
Tell them to stop fucking being assholes and then spray them with water or something.
The one endearing thing about the gulag is that once you've gone through it, then you're considered absolved and you can reintegrate with society.
The gulag is basically the Institute of Love from 1984.
Oh yeah, huh? Hell yeah.
Break your like when you try and like rebel like mentally, they basically break your will and turn you back into like a regular person without wants for anything besides what you're being given.
Hmm.
Like so the main character Winston, basically he falls in love with this chick, right, and they make him betray her by using his fears against him. They put a fucking cage full of rats. I think like they're gonna put it on his head or something, or on his body, and he's like deathly afraid of rats. So basically they tortured him to make him betray the person that he promised that he would never betray, and so they completely like broke his spirit and he became
what's up my mindless
again.
Shout out to Gucci sweater.
Basically, what the gulag is they just like beat the shit out of you mentally and physically until you finally
submit. Take it in the butt.
So like Clockwork Orange, like brainwashing, basically.
Yeah, it's like brainwashing, but with torture.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, Clockwork Orange.
John McCain. Shout out to John McCain.
Yeah, ultra. True survivor. Now he dead. R.I.P. John McCain.
True survivor.
He finally went on that final frontier.
That final countdown?
True Survivor just makes me think of Kung Fury.
Kung Fury, oh.
Rip a thick-ass cloud off this. Yeah.
Thick-ass cloud, bro.
Do it. You won't.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah, Miles says you're gay for not ripping it.
No, that's not what I meant, Lois. I meant that you're gay.
I mean, I am gay, but...
You're not gay, nigga, you're just nigga, an opportunist.
Nigga. 200% nigga.
Nigga. I'm 200% nigga.
Dude, there was this one time I was doing karaoke at this brew pub.
Papa Smurfy.
And fucking this little tiny white chick with glasses on She was doing Biggie Smalls. If you don't know, what's that song? If you don't know now, you know, nigga. And she was so fucking stoked to do the nigga part. And she was all drunk and like getting super into it. Like short note. She's like, if you don't know now, you know, nigga. Like, I have a pass because it's in the song. But now we know that that can't be the case because Kendrick Lamar.
The screen protector off that. What the fuck?
What happened? There was another one? Kendrick Lamar.
There was another one?
What? You don't know about that?
All right, but what about the Shame on a Nigga acoustic cover, though?
He got the pass, dude.
He got the pass from Wu-Tang, man. That's
directly.
That's the license, dude.
That means he could say nigga in real life. He could go up to a black person and be like, what up, my nigga?
Nigger.
He could probably say that
to Fetty Wap. I thought about making a meme where it was like when you try and use your N word pass for the first time and you accidentally drop a hard R and then it's like a dude getting beat up or something.
But alternate meme. But then you realize it's Fetty Wap and it's all good.
But when you shout it out like a kid's with Tourette's, you know, people shouldn't be that offended. You know?
Right?
Jesus.
That's more
like
true.
More like petty facts.
To just run around saying that.
And poor kids getting their ass kicked to them.
Okay, well, how do they like learn how to say these words? Do they just like their brain just like hook onto these words like, oh, I just got to repeat that a lot?
It's about repeated. Not the things you're not supposed to do and offending things and, you know, and trying to censor yourself is difficult for some of those threats.
Yeah.
So it's the edge, you say?
A little less edgy, more.
It's not the edge, it's the autism.
Does Jacob have Tourette's?
He claims to.
He has cuckheads.
That would make sense. That would make sense because he's like. Is Tourette's like autism or some shit then? Is Tourette's autism?
I don't know.
Probably.
Isn't it all autism? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's new science right there.
Exactly.
Is. Apparently, reactive attachment disorder. What I have is autism as well.
72 genders. Whoop whoop.
72 autism
is what autism.
72 genders.
120 genders.
120genders.com.
The best porn site ever.
Forward/ open your mouth.
Yeah, this is a common search.
.ogg.mudbone.
Open your dot mouth, please. Thank you in advance.
So there hasn't. Wait, I'm kind of not done with town hall CNN shit. Sorry, I'm stuck on it tonight. I've been fucking going to the gym, and I choose the elliptical that's directly between CNN and Fox. And I just like sometimes I get lucky, and commercials alternate, so I can be on one, and then the other one goes to commercial when I go, and then I watch the other one. I wonder if that's done by coincidence or if like they plan that shit. But regardless,
you're being programmed. You're being programmed, Miles.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
How can you
while exercising, you're making yourself extra vulnerable and receptive to it.
Yeah, it helps me remember it a lot better.
Fair. Not necessarily a good thing, though.
Tourette syndrome is comorbid with autism.
Word?
Meaning that it's like, it's a highly probable cross syndrome thing. So they basically, like a lot of people that have autism have Tourette syndrome.
Oh, okay. It's like a...
It's like people with anxiety and depression. Like, there's a lot of people that have just anxiety or depression, but anxiety and depression are comorbid because there's a lot, like, they're both are usually together.
Hmm, interesting.
It's like a couple, it's like a pair of doom.
It's like obesity and diabetes.
Professional soldiers.
That would be type 2, right? Hmm. Interesting.
What's type 2?
Type 2 diabetes. Is the type that you cause by too much sugar intake and causing the pancreas to...
Yeah, I think so. And I think type 1 is where you make too much insulin or some shit.
Huh. Oh, yeah, right.
I don't remember. I think that's what it is, though.
Word. Sugar addiction looks so weird, man. You ever meet someone that's like addicted to sugar?
I just realized, look at Enchanter's shirt. It's fucking hilarious.
Wait, I'm missing it right now.
One, it's like one of those, that weird candy thing. I can't think of it.
Oh, never mind. Type 1 is they have little to no insulin. I think that's just like they just don't have it anyways. And I think type 2 is where people doesn't use insulin properly because you're being a fat ass.
Word.
I think type 2 is diabetes mellitus.
Hell yeah. Oh shit.
Convoys.
What up? Verbose.xyz tonight. We got Crispy K on the horn. Drinking Crispy some K. water.
Oh shit. I'm going to go grab my talkies. So I got 3 bags now. I ordered some from GoPuff, but I forgot the jazz.
Yeah, but, my water's empty. BRB.
Word. Yeah, I don't know. I think right now, like, part of my journey is, like, being kind of a news buff or, a mediaphile and pumping it into the brain. And I kind of like the change of pace. Sure. I feel like a lot of what I normally look at is just straight up conservative. But looking at both sides gives you a broader perspective of how both sides are fucked up. And I think it's important to stay in the middle. There's a difference between being programmed and looking at something objectively. Like, I think sometimes you have to, stare into the belly of the beast.
Saying is people are programmed to, like, it's almost like an AI catches on to certain buzzwords. Your brain is just, some people are programmed to look at certain buzzwords and then they just automatically form an opinion based on that rather than objectively looking at all the evidence and making an educated decision.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's like synapses just fire in one direction. Their brain becomes comfortable with that and you just get settled.
There's no complex like level of thinking. It's just like almost like an animalistic instinct.
An old buddy of mine always said, when you stop learning, you die. And I think part of that is like, when you stop.
It's not that you die necessarily in the fact that you die, like you are not living anymore, but you die as a person because you're not growing anymore and you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, fucking straight up NPC.
Like, what's the point in living if there's nothing left to like take into your brain?
Yeah, what's the point of living if you're just doing things the same way you always have? Carving out one simple path and just doing that constantly.
I mean, life's full of cycles, but you also have to add some balance and variation in there to offset that. I mean, most people that work a 9-to-5 or whatever, it's the same thing every day, really. But there's like little moments in there that you try and used to balance out that sameness to make it fun.
True, but wouldn't you want to like not work forever, like work towards something where you can eventually like do whatever you want?
Yeah, I just don't see myself getting anywhere close to that anywhere time soon.
Word. I feel you.
I mean, I'm still young though. I'm only 22, so I got some time.
Hell yeah. You gotta come up with a badass idea, get someone to loan you a bunch of money, and then fucking capitalize on that shit. What are you munching on, dude? What's in that shit? Hold that shit up to the camera. Oh, it is! I fucking knew it was Takis. Those things are fucking dank as shit, bro. Tell you what.
I got this too.
Can you? Oh, you could! Get that fucking good, tasty beer out of my face, bro.
Grapefruit, hibiscus, caffeinated sparkling water.
Oh, okay, I see. Interesting. That sounds fucking dank as shit.
It's actually pretty good, yeah. I didn't think that it was going to be that flavor, but it actually has nice flavor. The notice that citrus seems to do fine with, like, soda water and shit. Everything else is kind of poopy, though.
Kooky. Shit's kind of kooky.
Poopy.
So what do you think about Medicare for All?
See, I was thinking about this today. I was thinking about this today. I feel like there should be some level of like healthcare guaranteed to everyone, which I think there is already anyways. But if you want like extensive healthcare over the top of that, then you should pay for it yourself, which I believe is how it works anyways. So, I mean, some people might have problem with the way our healthcare system works, but it works fine for the way it is. In Canada, you know, people are waiting 8 months to go to the doctor and shit.
I feel like it's six of one, half a dozen of the other here. Either you're going to have the government that will work with the insurance companies to take your money, or you could, you know, allow insurance companies to do their thing and encourage hopefully a free market scenario where there's a lot of competition driving prices lower.
I know that you can't just be like, oh, you need to look at human rights, blah, 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 because there always has to be money involved and shit. But I feel like that should be a priority if you're a healthcare provider, is to provide healthcare.
Yeah.
Not to extort your people, like the people that you're not supposed to extort your clients for money just because they have no other choice but to fucking pay you. Because if you don't have insurance, like, if you don't have health insurance, then that's illegal in the U.S.
Not anymore. Sure.
Not anymore? They changed that?
Yeah, Trump got rid of that. And as of this next, as when you do your 2019 taxes, you'll be penalized. Fuck it.
I mean, if you don't have, you'll be penalized if you don't pay?
No, this coming year you won't. This coming tax year you won't.
I mean, then fuck it. I mean, if you're not going to get penalized for not paying it, then don't pay it. I mean, I don't ever go to the fucking doctor, honestly.
You young.
I pay into it still. Like, if I have a problem, I have my fucking, I have decent insurance through my company that I work for, you know?
Word.
But, I mean, I think that too many people try and rely on Medicare and Medicaid.
They lean too much towards it, yeah.
There's people that need it more that can't afford it or get access to it.
Well,
saying that, like, oh, you should just take it from some people and give it to other people. Like, obviously, there needs to be, like, some sort of middle ground that makes it easier for people that need it more to get it and for people that have it to, you know, continue having it.
What was that, Dantos?
I was going to say, what about the people that don't work a day in their damn life, and then, like, the people who work almost their whole damn lives get cucked over?
Right?
You should at least have the right to not, like, die.
Yeah, fair enough.
What about the right to die? What about assisted suicide? Because in some states, that's legal now.
And I would say you're going to get cucked over either way. If you're the government's taking your money, shouldn't you have some input in how they spend some of it? Like, they're taking it either way. They're not talking about taking more money. They're talking about just reappropriating what they already took.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Reparations to what they took.
I'm for reparations, too. I'm for it.
Huh. That was an interesting thing that both passed by. I think that's why now you probably won't see this guy, Buttigieg, be voted in. Same thing with Kamala Harris. Both of them balked at the idea of reparations, that it had to be a discussion.
I feel like
I want to say Bernie did too, actually.
If you can prove, genetically heritage to a slave who was free during that time and was promised reparations, then you would inherit, or your family would inherit, that, you know, that estate from that relative, which, you know, would probably be in like the middle of fucking Nebraska or Montana. That's the only place we got land to give. You know, like.
I just think it's too little, too late, in the first place. Like, how can you?
I feel like instead of giving large.
But isn't a contract, like, if you sign a contract and agree to it, you should have to pay for it. Like, shouldn't that be the stance?
Even I think that instead of just, like, giving people a bunch of money as reparations, what should happen is just, if people want to give reparations, quote-unquote, to these communities, then they should support the local communities' businesses and whatnot.
Oh, I wanted to really give him 40 acres and a mule. I want to give him exactly what the contract says. 40 acres and a mule. That's it. I don't want to give him any money.
I'm not saying give anybody any money. I'm just saying, like, if somebody wants to support them, then support their businesses and support their neighborhoods and support, like, support the area that they live in and make sure that that area like thrives and flourishes instead of just continuing to like let everyone live in poverty. If you really want to like fix the problem of there being people poor because of these things that are happening and they need reparations, then obviously they need more resources in their area to help them get out of the situation that they're in.
If the contract ain't broke, don't fix it. 40 acres and a mule, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Verbose.xyz, you heard it here first. Fucking Elizabeth Warren. Can't remember if she's down for reparations. But she did. This is the one Democratic candidate, and I feel weird talking about this. It's like talking about Jill Stein, you know what I mean? Like, there's two things that really stuck out for me. One, the lesser of the two would be for-profit prisons. Like getting rid of for-profit prisons. I'm not necessarily for getting rid of it, but I'm definitely for big group interest not exploiting for-profit.
Do you feel like the prison system should not be privatized?
I don't necessarily think that, because I feel like in a free market capitalist society, everything should have competition, and that the government really shouldn't interfere with that. I think that government gets involved is.
But that doesn't make any sense why the government wouldn't be involved with something that they're like the government is involved in the process, the entire process of the criminal justice system. So why is it just automatically then somebody who's just some fucking random person that owns this building? Why is it their responsibility?
It's not just someone random. It's worse than that. Like if you look at the money ties for privatized prisons, a lot of times it's actually banking system. So like Wells Fargo is a banking institution that is probably the easiest to get a bank account from if you're undocumented. They don't really check that, and you don't need to have a physical address for a long time or show proof of residency to actually get an account. The interesting thing about that is the majority of Wells Fargo's owned in the Southwest. Private prisons in the Southwest and border areas are owned by Wells Fargo. So just kind of an interesting coincidence or a strategic move to tie up undocumented money as well as imprison the people that are coming across.
So basically what they're doing is they're just like taking money from undocumented people. They're saying, hey, make a bank account with us. And also, why don't you come by our prison and pay us to stay there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, in
our extended stay hotel.
And that's another thing to look at. Like, where's that money coming from? You know, and how does that make money? Who's changing hands? So I feel Elizabeth Warren on that. The other thing that was very interesting is Trump's choice of the head of EPA, which is it's a coal big interest. You know, one of those coal tycoons. So that makes sense. Why would someone who's interested in coal be the head of the EPA? That seems counterproductive to what the EPA is all about, which is environment protection, not lessening of.
It's almost like they're trying to push back against Elon Musk and other people that are trying to push clean energy as the standard.
It's like
I think Elon Musk is a bit. I don't think you know. Okay.
The whole electric car thing, like the world's not ready to do that yet because the like oil companies
it'll slowly are filling phase everyone's in, pockets. Honestly,
they can't, you know.
Dude, just think about it. In a few generations, like especially with regards to self-driving, like people will just stop learning how to drive because the cars will do it better. There's already a bunch of self-driving features in new cars, like all kinds of sensors and crazy shit.
So why? The person and the head
that
of
point at that oh. point, why don't we just fucking just like have why didn't everyone just ride the bus then if you're gonna not drive?
Because everybody's got different schedules and
poor people. That's why I don't ride the bus.
Yeah.
But was What's so you said the person bus? Yeah, exactly. I like going in the back too. Come on.
You know what I've noticed that's kind of I don't know if it bothers me, but it's kind of weird. I noticed that the bus is always like hella segregated. Like there's always like all the like white people in the front and then everyone else is in the back, it seems like.
You know, I thought about that too. and I thought to myself, well, I don't know why.
Like, I don't know why. Like, it continues to be like that.
That's just in your area.
The white people just not want to walk to the back of the bus or what?
Yeah, I guess I guess I don't know. Cause like Albuquerque, you'll get mostly natives in the back of the bus, but then it's like really scraggly, like homeless white people too.
Yeah,
I've always ridden
in the back middle of the bus.
Yeah, that's. I wonder if there's any translation of that, Crafter, of like being in middle school, being the cool ones that sat in the back of the bus, and then being the people that continuously do because you have zero life and you fucked everything.
And if you're still trying to be cool when you're an adult, like you really fucked up. Like you have a critical mind, you're never gonna get anywhere. You're like worried how like random people on the street are thinking about your like. How you closed your car door. You're like a fucking retard. I don't know.
Did they just see me picking my nose? Oh my god.
Oh, I better, put on my sunglasses. I mean,
sometimes you kind of just gotta stop giving a shit what people think.
That's what I've learned. But like, I was trying to say it before, but you said the person that Trump hired on for the EPA, head of the EPA, you said was a coal.
Yeah, we could probably look it up real quick.
Yeah, that's like having resurrecting Hitler and having part of a human resources department.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You're absolutely right. It's the same thing.
It's like having a game journalist be a game tester.
Care about America truly and the beauty that this country has, like you should care a little bit about our environment. And talking rhetoric such as clean coal at the beginning of your shit, that's total bullshit, bro. Carbon in our atmosphere.
But like saying piss is clean.
Now, that being said, like, the other side of it for me, and this is why, like, Elon Musk, I'm like, 50-50 on the shit he says about, like, environment stuff, because, like, bro, you're doing SpaceX, and you're using a lot of fuel. So fuck around, tell me about carbon, right? But on the other hand,
that's not on a widespread everyday use though.
But it's a lot at once. And it's more often than NASA. I'm just
not
saying.
Nearly as much as NASA though.
Yeah, I guess maybe we should look at that. But there is a possibility that that is true. But where I do give him credit
he's not sending spacecraft to like travel distance in space, whereas they do that with spaceships.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. But I mean, then again, it's all in our atmosphere. It's not just out of our atmosphere and then propelling into space. Like a lot of it's like, above the ionosphere kind of shit. Regardless.
I mean, our fucking ozone layer's fucked anyways, so. I don't know what to tell you, man.
No, we good. We got all those chemtrails spraying, like, metal flakes into the air to shield us from the sun. We good.
Is that, like, legit?
Cloud
seeding. No. Fuck no, dude. That's not legit. What?
Cloud seeding. You can Google it.
Yes. Cloud seeding. Yeah check that shit out.
It says chemtrails, like, but it's called cloud seeding.
Okay, but that's, like, where they fucking, like, put electricity in the air to control the weather, isn't it?
No, that's HARP.
Yeah, true. True story.
Cloud seeding is like you release like some kind of magnesium nitrate or something.
I thought they used both of them together.
Cloud creation.
See where I
they like did both of them together basically.
Where I do give Elon Musk credit is he's not spewing the same. Oh my god, Honkler! He's not spewing the same rhetoric that the UN is saying. Like UN's giving us 12 years and then everything's fucked up, right? Whereas Elon Musk is saying, damage is being done, but we're not looking at, like, totally unlivable, irreversible until, like, thousands of years.
Wow. I disagree with both.
Okay.
We're fucked now.
All right, I feel you.
The amount of plastic in the water and in the air we breathe and stuff we're eating, we're fucked now.
That's true. Fucking atrazine, bro.
So wait.
Shout out to Alex Jones, by the way.
So wait, we all just turning into a bunch of Ken dolls or something?
No,
that's why good Mexican chips.
We're all becoming sterile from the amount of plastic and stuff, and then we're slowly all becoming, lower and lower lifespan until we just can no longer sustain life because of the amount of plastic. Thank you, parents, for that one.
Indeed. And then the more money that you have, the longer that you will live, and eventually you will live forever because you will merge with machines.
Hell yeah. Who wants to live forever?
Not I.
What kind of Takis are you eating there, boss?
Fuego.
Fuck yeah.
It's the only kind, dude.
And OG. Kind.
Shout out to Hawaii to kind.
Man, now I want some. Thanks, fam.
The guacamole ones are good.
I've had the chili and lime ones.
If you eat the cheeseburger ones with the guacamole ones, it's pretty good.
Some of that guac. Oh, yeah.
That guac.
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Guacamole.
They call my cockamole.
We'll be making guacamole all night long.
Guacamole. Did you bring your guacamole to school? Time to shoot her up.
Eat my guac. I'm going to shoot you with my Glock.
By the way, Enchanter, did anything happen for Columbine 20th anniversary?
No. But Soul Pie killed herself.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. It's crazy that still... In Colorado, you could go somewhere wearing a trench coat, buy a gun, and then kill yourself.
Dude, she was wearing a she was wearing fucking camo pants and a black like band t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
So she like was literally dressed like fucking Dylan was.
Oof. Gotta look the part, I guess, huh?
You gotta look departed.
She's kind of hot, though, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I think you showed me a picture of it, and I was like,
she's kind
of
cold now.
Hey, some people like that.
That won't stop Lois.
Yeah, exactly. He's about to make chicken nuggets out of this cat, apparently.
McDicken. McDicken nuggets.
McDicken nuggets.
I'm hating it.
You're throwing some shade on it?
Oh. Well, thank you.
No, thank you. The autism is fierce tonight, verbose.xyz. Fucking verbose.xyz/mp3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just do, and also while you're at it, go to the normal place. Just go to the normal website itself. You'll enjoy it.
And thanks to Enchanter, that does exist.
Fucking dancing in a unicorn onesie.
Crispy K having some technical difficulties. Is your mic fucked up, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been staying shit. I guess I haven't been here for a while.
God damn it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a fucking grip, bro. I've been like...
Dude, I'm not even worried about it. I had some shit to say about the self-driving cars, electric cars, and other stuff. But, hey, you know what? I just thought... I couldn't tell, honestly. Like,
the fucking... Definitely the fucking driving car thing. Like, we're doing a lot of strip mining. I don't think this is necessarily something that's going to be better for the earth.
Well, actually, we stopped mining out. Like, the Rockies aren't mined out, and I don't think they ever will be. First of all, because they're treacherous, and second of all, because there's actually, like, historic, like, basically, like, land or whatever, like, natural resource conservation efforts stemming back to, like, the 1850s. That's when a lot started. So, like, Wyoming kind of got cleared out a little bit, California a little bit, but not, like, Washington and Oregon and stuff like that, or Colorado, for that matter.
And near the Rock, yeah.
Like New Mexico. Manifest Destiny is complete.
That's true.
Yeah,
oil,
so,
uranium, coal. Course. They fucking dig in this shit. They fracking, too.
Iowa's got a really bad, like, uranium problem. So we get radion really bad in our basements here.
Oh, shit.
From the decay, you know?
No, damn! I wouldn't want him in my place either.
Uranium? When uranium decays, it turns into radion.
Yeah, it turns into NVIDIA graphics cards.
Okay. So uranium one or Trump Russia collusion?
Uranium beater. That's what I gotta say.
More like uranium two.
Elon Musk two.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, exactly. Too.
Well, we all fucked. Let's hope that Neuralink is working.
be all fucked. And
so we can take our consciousness and upload it into a computer.
Isn't Elon Musk also doing the Neuralink thing?
Yes, he is.
Jesus.
Exactly. It's the counter to AI, man. If you can't beat him, join him, right?
For real. He said that on Joe Rogan, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Miles.
He really did, though.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, of course, dude.
You seen that part? That part where he's the guy, fucking, what's his name, says pussy like 20 fucking times?
True.
Fucking beautiful.
Find cheaper pussy?
That's
fuck it.
Right there. That's Jose when he's old.
See, I just don't understand what the deal with
would,
like
he would own a strip club.
Why is artificial intelligence such a buzz? Like, why don't people talk about the specifics of it? Like, there's a few different aspects of it. Yeah, they're retarded. Exactly. There's like computer vision and machine learning and whatever, and those are some of the finer aspects of it. Or at least you can like branch it out from there. But like, I just don't understand. Even in the name itself, artificial intelligence. Artificial means like man-made, human-created. Why are people so sketched out about it? It's like there's so much data. Of course, humans can look at that data and then, like write algorithms that look like they're smarter than they are. Like, wow, how does this thing know so much about me? It's like, dude, it's been recording you, following your every move for like the past 10 years. Of course, it knows you inside and out.
But what kind of freaks me out is like that Google project that got the plug pulled on it. That was machine learning, and it was two systems that one system that was created with the commands to teach what it had learned to another node, and then those nodes started communicating to each other in an unknown language, and then communicating back and forth to each other. It's that idea of like being able to learn, like
the computer's going to tell each other secrets in their own language or something, so they shut it down.
But I feel like it's being afraid that lab rats are going to become intelligent and overtake the human race because we test DMT on them.
Lab rats aren't like multi-core with like tons of RAM and like really fast, like co-processors or video cards. Like,
but how do we know that that stuff is faster in some regards, but doesn't have like the same capacities that we do, like memory? Like, we still can't even explain how the fuck our memory works, but that's basically all we are, is like bundles of experience. Like,
computers can
remember
things
perfectly, but we are our past experiences, our childhood, how we were raised by our parents, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just like genetic, and you don't forget who you are every day. Like, it builds on itself. You know, every year feels shorter because by like relativity, you've experienced so many number of other years. Each year is less of a significant amount of time.
True. Within one single shell.
Our way of like evolving as humans is how computers learn.
Well, I think like, you touch on something really good there, which was this idea of like longevity, right? Like you can learn, the brain can learn so long within one host, whereas you're looking at like physical decay in certain systems, especially with like SSDs now, they like wear it out after a certain amount of writes. So now you're worrying about changing the host, right?
Yeah, but
and
so does
there's
the brain.
Loss of data between. Huh?
But so does the brain.
Yeah, but over a longer period of time. Like an SSD will fucking go out, what, like in a year or two, maybe 4 years, 3 years?
See, and that's the problem is like our brain is so advanced at storing memory, like we have no way to like fucking even replicate that.
But maybe we've created an infrastructure that's even better than that.
Do you think that?
I think it's arrogant to the human race to think that we can create intelligence. That's all I'm saying. We're not fucking gods.
The web is equal to the amount of like information that can be stored in the human brain, or you think it's more?
It's like digital versus analog, man. There's no direct comparison.
And to answer your question, I think that, yes, there is more than just the mind stuff. I think there's something else more that you would lose in the recording into uploading your consciousness to a mainframe. What were you saying just a second ago, Crispy? Fuck, I had a point on that.
What about, like, the relativity of 1 year relative to, like, how long you've been alive?
I don't know. I fucking lost it. I totally Dan toast.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, I guess.
You always have really good points. You just forget them.
Oh, yeah.
You have to roll fucking pothead.
I ain't a pothead yet.
No,
yes!
Parted.
I mean, my dad was. It's a major
your,
fucking...
It's in your genes, man.
Yeah,
Commodore pothead.
He fucking stopped, and then he became a super thank you.
Super thank you?
He actually turned like super ooga booga Mexican. He like all he does is paint drywall, from what I've heard, last I've heard about him.
Hell yeah. Does he make good money doing it?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. You are feeling very sleepy. Kill yourself. Fuck. Well, I've had fun tonight. You guys had fun tonight?
Yeah, this was good. Even though I died a bunch.
Sometimes these talkies look like foreskin. Look at this.
True. Wait a minute. Are we full foreskin and full force foreskin tonight? Five deep?
Except for a Dantos.
Huh? What?
Dantos, you... Dantos, you're Jew dicked?
I get, yeah, I mean, why else do you call me Dagger Dick?
Get the fuck out of here, you filthy.
Trespassing back up.
All right, ban the Jew. Time to ban the Jew.
Wait, hey, thanks, I guess.
Dude, we'll give him foreskin reconstructive surgery.
Hell yeah, where they take part of your dick and like move it up so that it looks like it's your foreskin.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hell oh god, yeah.
Like, not get circumcised like a fucking normal person.
Yeah.
Country besides America.
I wonder how often, like in America, they don't even ask; they just do it.
Dude, I hate when I hear people like argue about how it's like normal. Like they try to normalize it, like it's cleaner, it's more hygienic, it's just normal. It's
like my nigga, just clean your dick. It's not that hard to clean your dick.
Like they think our shit's disgusting. It's like, no, fam. Your shit's disgusting. You got mutilated at birth. Your dick is not supposed to look or feel like that. Like your head needs to be protected.
Glands removed.
Exactly.
Yeah, you lost like a lot of feeling in your dick, bro. Sorry. Exactly. Sorry, DTM.
Hey, at least when it gets all old, it won't grow together and
you guys get some fucking. You guys get rug burn trying to fap too.
Grow together? What did you say, Crafty?
Oh yeah, like old people in nursing homes.
They get phimosis.
Their foreskin grows all hard and they can't pull back and gets all horrible. Phimosis. So you should enjoy that when you're old.
Hell yeah. I'm going to make sure that shit's peeled forward when I fucking get old so that I have like a volcano dick.
Yeah.
Spermatosis.
Hell yeah.
Spermatosis. Call it Mount St. Kerman. Instead of calling it Mount St. Helens, it's Mount St. Kerman's.
God damn it.
More like Mount St. Feta.
God!
Flamunda cheese.
Mount St.
The Flamunda from down under. Fuck.
The Flamunda cheese and the gay gun and the Flamunda gun.
So glad if you're watching us now. Thank you for fucking checking us out live. We super appreciate it.
I like how you said that after the fact, and we're talking about from under cheese.
Exactly.
Yep.
Big dick energy out to you, Gucci sweater. Fucking thanks for hitting us up tonight. That was super cool.
Oh, for sure, man. That's me.
Oh, you Gucci sweater.
Yeah, I'm Gucci sweater.
Hell yeah. That's the best fucking Twitch name ever, dude. Fucking, will you please follow us so that it looks like we're cool?
Oh, for sure.
We got like 7 people now. Hell yeah, we're up to 7.
Internet famous.
Internet motherfucking famous. It's like half our fam, but I don't give a fuck. We're gonna stay under the radar obscurity through the nerdy through obscurity as fuck.
Wait,
check us. Haste makes pace, my dude. Fucking we're on every platform known to man. You can check us out on BitChute and the Miles Loaded account. There's also verbose.xyz at verbose.xyz on DTube and Steam it.
Don't forget to smash that motherfucking like button on Instagram.
Smash that like button, fucking hit us up, but we're definitely not on Instagram. But
you said we're on every fucking dude, that means we need to be on Pinterest and Tumblr and Twitter.
Buy my nudes.
Yeah, buy Enchanter's Nudes. There'll be a calendar next fall. Dude, I'm down with that, bro.
Dude, I don't need to buy them. I got Enchanter's Nudes.
Lucky.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Big dick energy here tonight. Fucking, oh my god. Oh my god.
Too bad Lois isn't here. He would love to get in on some big dick energy.
That's true. In his anus.
We were talking about big. We were talking about some shit earlier. I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about. He was just being retarded like he usually is. But he's like, you should just bitch slap your dog with your dick. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck? It's just because he wants to see it. That's all.
Like, you fucking retard.
Wait, your dog didn't do nothings.
Yeah, she did.
What did she do?
So, she fucking got into the trash, and there was some spaghetti in there from, like, a couple days ago that was in the bottom of the trash, you know? It was kind of rancid. She ate it, and then she fucking puked all over the porch.
Oh.
At least it was on the porch, my dude.
But I went and I went up to her, I'm like, hey, did you eat the spaghetti that was in the trash? And she was just like...
She was like, what again?
You know that video of that dog that ate the fucking cat tree?
Oh, yeah.
Look on its face? That's literally what the face she made. She just looked so ashamed of herself, and she was like, please, just, like, don't talk to me. I need some time to myself.
Spaghetti? More like cloudy with a chance of these nuts.
Fucking Gotti. Cloudy with a chance of fucking botulism.
Gotti. Dude, I got norovirus.
I got norovirus. Yeah. What the fuck?
No way. When did you
tell me about that?
What?
When I was in San Diego.
Oh shit! No fucking way.
Dude, Jazz had that.
Telling you all about that?
Tell me about this.
Got norovirus.
Oh god. I almost fucking died. What happened to you? No, I want to hear your story first.
Oh fuck, dude. So I was in the Midwest for a minute to see. I was going to see my grandma. I haven't seen her in like almost a decade. She just turned 90. And fucking, there was a big surprise birthday and a catered event and stuff. And a bunch of us, you know, ate the fucking food that was there. 3 days later, I'm about to fly back here and fucking, I'm dying in bed. Like, literally, shakes, feverish, fucking, you know, like, total weakness. And then fucking straight up projectile diarrhea and vomiting at the same time.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah, I was, and it was like a 3 day period that passed before it fucking hit me like a ton of bricks. The day before, I'd been out fucking partying with family members and shit, and fucking, I didn't, you know, the next day I woke up and, you know, everybody in the house is sick as fuck. I'm like, I'm fine, I'm just a little bit crudo, and then it fucking hit me like a ton of bricks.
Period for the virus is long, then?
It's shorter than I would say, like, what's the other one that's super. Common that's in our stomach as well, E. coli.
I don't know.
I want to say E. coli is like
though.
As is nor. Oh, what? You just blew my mind. You're right. So yeah, obviously it has a longer gestation period. So it wasn't. It was viral. What the fuck?
Well,
this like, very moment
it takes more time to like infect the cells, I guess, or some shit.
Interesting. It's like AIDS, but quick. Just kidding. Is that fucked up?
Nah,
homie, nah.
AIDS ain't what it used to be.
Right.
It's not a death sentence anymore.
That's Charlie Sheen. He's got AIDS light, apparently.
Charlie Weenie.
Yeah.
Lois has AIDS light.
Yeah, he has
Charlie Weenie. He might just have full blown AIDS.
What, has he been like fucking in truck stops? Having truck stop orgies?
More like truck stop orgies.
True. More like Charlie Ween. I know you wanted to say that.
More like Charlie Tiger Blood.
Shut the fuck up!
Tiger Blood, more like fucking Edge.
More like it's like that one gif with fucking Steve Buscemi, like with the fucking trucker hat and fucking turned around and shit, and fucking
Charlie and the Cucklet Factory.
And he had the skateboard, and he's like, "Hello, my fellow teenagers."
He's all God. "Thank you."
That's literally
hello, my fellow weebs.
That's literally freaking PB in a nutshell, though.
What is it?
And fucking with Steve Buscemi with the skateboard and fucking a ball cap hat. He's like, "Hello, my fellow teens."
Peanut butter in a nutshell. Verbose.xyz. You heard it here tonight. So fucking glad you joined us. And if you're checking us out later, thank you. If you have a BitChute account, fucking hit us up on there. We have 0 subscribers. We're in desperate need. No, we're not. Fuck you. If you want to fucking subscribe, subscribe. If you don't, don't. Love you regardless. Fucking the gay is real. And as always, be kind to yourself. And that's all that really matters. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones. You could be on the show at any fucking time. Just hit us up.
Also, Brendan Fraser.
Fucking hit us up, Brendan Fraser. It's not Fraser, it's Fraser. And you looking rough, homie, fucking hit us up. You want to hit bottom of the barrel? Verbose.xyz.
Trying to show them that true bottom of the barrel.
Karen took the kids.
Fuck. So, yeah. Anyways, we're here every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Check us out next time. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Peace out, y'all.
Peace out.